Last night in the Tarawih Salat, the 23rd Parah was recited. The majority of Surah Yasin was recited. There are many, many virtues mentioned regarding Surah Yasin Sharif. In one narration it comes, whoever will read Surah Yasin in the beginning portion of the morning, all his needs for that day will be fulfilled. The person who reads Surah Yasin once in one time, he will get the reward of reading the whole Quran Sharif 10 times. So there are very, very great virtues of it. You can either read it in the morning, in the evening also, if a person recites Surah Yasin, all his sins, his minor sins are forgiven. So we should make it a habit of reciting Yasin Sharif at least once a day. And in India, Surah Yasin is also called Qalbul Quran, the heart of the Quran. And in the heart is the which pumps blood to the rest of the body, gives life to the body. If the heart is correct, then the whole body is correct. In Surah Yasin, the belief of Tawheed, the oneness of Allah Ta'ala, and Qiyamah and Akhirat, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions it and doubts people have about it. If a person's belief in Akhirat is correct, then a person, all his a'mal and actions will come in line. It will be correct. But if a person's belief in Akhirat is weak, then this is where a weakness comes into a person. So Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions in Surah Yasin, in the beginning, an incident is mentioned of one person by the name of Habib Najjar. Some Anbiya alayhi wasalam came to him, they gave him da'wah, he accepted their call. Then the Anbiya alayhi wasalam went to the city, started calling the people towards da'wah, towards Iman. They were not prepared to accept. This Habib Najjar, originally was a blind person. Now Allah Ta'ala gave him shifa, cure. He comes into the town and he invites the people. He says, follow the Anbiya alayhi wasalatu wasalam and you will be successful. And we have to beat Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. He gives doubt of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala's greatness, etc. And he says, if I do not follow this path, then we will all be completely misguided, destroyed. The people were not prepared to accept him, and they actually made him shaheed. They took away his life. And what a person he was. When he passed away, he went into Jannah, and he saw what Allah Ta'ala bestowed him. And he said, Ya Alayta Qawmi Ya Alamun, if only my people knew what Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala granted me, what honor Allah Ta'ala granted me, if only they will accept Iman. The Mufassirin say that he was a person, in while he was living also, he had fikr and concern for his people. And after leaving this world also, he was thinking about his people. He had his concern for them. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala said, these people, what evil they had done. Allah Ta'ala completely destroyed them. Allah did not have to send any armies. It was one scream, and suddenly all of these people were destroyed. This is the power of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Thereafter Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentioned some signs of his qudrat and his power, signs of iman which a person will see in the world, and his iman will become built. And thereafter Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions about the trumpet, when it will be blown, and suddenly all the people will be standing up from the graves, and those who are lying in the graves will say, "Man ba'athana min marqadina," who woke us up from our graves, our resting places. Even though the graves, people will be punished, but when they will see that there are frightening horrors on the day of Qiyamah, they will see the place where we were staying was actually a resting place, it was an enjoyable place. And then Allah Ta'ala says, it's just one scream also, فَإِذَاهُمْ جَمِيعُ الَّذَيْنَا مُحْذَرُونَ, everyone will be standing in front of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and no zulam and oppression will be done upon any people. The people of Jannat, even on the plains of Qiyamah, they will be standing, and they will be enjoying themselves. Others will be standing to Hisab Kitab, but they will be enjoying themselves. They will be sitting and relaxing and reclining with their wives also. Every kind of fruit will be given to them. Whatever they will ask for, they will be given immediately. Salam, Allah Ta'ala will actually send salams to these people, that you people are completely safe. وَمْتَازُ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّوَ الْمُجْرِمُونَ أَوْسْتَنَزْ, Allah will tell them, you separate now from the pious people. Two different groups. You worship Shaitan, you followed Shaitan. Now you cannot stay with these people. And this, he was your open enemy. He took you people to on the wrong path. And on the day of Qiyamah, الْيَوْمَ نَقْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ, Allah will close up the mouths and seal the mouths. وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ, the hands will start speaking now. وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ, the feet will now start giving testimony exactly of what the people had earned in the world, all the amal and actions a person had done. As our Hazrat has mentioned to us, that when a person does any action, there are four witnesses against the person. One is his own lungs, which will testify against him on the day of Qiyamah. And one is the ground where he does an evil action, that also will testify against a person. It is why when a person does something wrong in the ground, he should go back on the same ground if it's possible, and make the ibadat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And the third thing which testifies against him is Kiram and Katibin, the two angels. They are writing down every action of his. And the fourth is the Suhufu Nushirat. Whatever is, one is the angels who are seeing it, and when they are posting it to the other kitab, the Nama Ya Amal, the action of deeds of a person. So this is the fourth witness of against a person. But illa man tab, that if a person makes tawbah for whatever guna and sin he has done, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala makes the angels forget. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala wipes it off from the earth also, the earth forgets about it. And from the kitab also it is removed. This is the great mercy of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So as soon as a person does any wrong, immediately he should make tawbah and turn his attention to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Thereafter Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions that certain people have got doubts about Qiyamah. How can Allah Ta'ala resurrect us a second time? Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, the one who created you the first time, what difficulty is there for him to create you a second time? And Allah Ta'ala's power is such, إِيَّقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ, Allah Ta'ala just says, كُنْ, be. There is no need to even say be. It's just in the intention of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, it will come into existence. But to make us understand, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, we just have to say, كُنْ, and everything will come into existence. So you will have to stand up before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. In the next surah also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in great detail about Qiyamah, how people will stand up. Waqifuhum, make them stand up. Innahum mas'ulun. Now they will be asked and questioned about the actions which they have done in this world. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says there are two groups of people. One people that left Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will taste a severe punishment. On the other hand, they are the pious people. Ulaika lahum rizqun ma'lum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept for them rosy and sustenance. Ma'lum, it will be known exactly what times they're going to have their meals. And for waqih, just meals which will be there for them, it will only be for enjoyment. In this world we eat because we get hungry. But the meal in the year after will be only for enjoyment. And the person won't have to go begging for it. Fahum mukramun, he will be honored. He will be served. People will come and serve him. He will be enjoying himself in the gardens of great, great bounties. He will be sitting and reclining ala sururi mutaqabilin on huge thrones like kings. And he will have to sit and relax there. And people will come around him with glasses of and goblets of wine and giving it to him. Very, very tasty wine. And it will not such a wine which will make a person mad or a person's mind go off. Or no, will a person get headache after that. Normally people who drink and they urinate also sometimes in their own bed, they mess their beds. Allah Ta'ala says no ill effects of this here. And together with them they will be sitting. They will have the most beautiful woman, qasiratu turf, such woman whose gazes will only be on their husband. They will be lowering their gazes, highest level of chastity they will have. And they will be so beautiful also that man when he will look at them, he won't be able to turn his gaze to anybody else. He'll never get tired of looking at them. And their eyes will be very, very beautiful looking, exactly how a person wants it. The color and complexion also, كَأَنَّهُنَّ بَيْضٌ مَكْنُونَ, will be completely pure, and that nobody has ever touched it. Nobody has ever touched it. Very, very beautiful. No one has ever seen it also. An egg which is hidden, no one has seen the thing, it's under the chicken. These women also, you will be the only person who will be allowed to see them. And people will be sitting in Jannah, and they will be talking amongst themselves, enjoying themselves. Then one person will remember, I had one friend in this world, one companion of mine. And he never used to believe in Akhirat. He never used to believe in the life of the year after. So then he used to tell us that when we die, are we going to be resurrected? So then a person in Jannah will say, can we see the people in Jahannam? A big screen will be there. And a person will see directly into the fire of Jahannam what is happening. فَاتَّلَعَ فَرَآهُ فِي سَوَاءِ الْجَحِيمِ. In the middle of Jannah, Jahannam, you will see one person will be burning there. And he will say, by Allah, I could have also been destroyed. If it wasn't the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we would have also been in the fire of Jahannam. Allah ta'ala protected and saved us. That is why it's very, very important for a person to be careful who his friends are. If a person's friend can take a person on the wrong path, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that person will say now, that we had our one life had come to an end, we had passed away, now we will never be punished again. إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. This is the true success. لِمِثْلِ هَذَا فَلْيَعْمَلِ الْعَامِلُونَ. For the place like this, Jannat, which will be forever and forever, a person should make amal, a person should act, and a person should prepare, not to worry about the life of this world only. And ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ نُزُلًا أَمْ شَجَرَةُ الزَّقُومِ. Is Jannat what Allah prepared? Allah prepared better. Or Shajarat al-Zakum, the tree which is in the fire of Jahannam, growing in the middle of Jahannam, and people will eat from there, the stomachs will get full, and then they will be desiring water, they will be very, very thirsty. Al-Shawba min Hamim, some portion of boiling hot water then will be given to them, which will cut through their intestines, and their lips will go up, the other lips will go down because of the extremely boiling hot water. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking, which is better? Jannat is better, or this boiling hot water? Prepare yourself for Jannat, which is everlasting and the most enjoyable of places. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives incidents of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, who also give da'wah and call the people towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People were not prepared to accept, but Allah made the Anbiya alayhi salam successful eventually. Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam, what difficulty he went through, but he eventually was successful. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, he went through examinations in life. Ya Allah ta'ala is showing us, great Anbiya alayhi salam went through examinations. So insan, you also will go through examinations. You are also my bandas and servants. I will test you in this world so that you can get the highest levels in the akhirat. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had to face his people, and they actually wanted to burn him, put him in the fire, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected him and Allah ta'ala saved him. And again, another great examination in the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he saw he was stuttering his son in a dream, and he asked his son said, my father, do exactly what you have been commanded. This is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibrahim alayhi salam was prepared to sacrifice for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah ta'ala sends a ram down, which in the Qurbani time we all hear about this incident, very, very famous incident. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Salamun ala Ibrahim. Our special mercy and salams and peace upon Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. We left people to honor him. Later on, 5,000 years later, people are still respecting him. And Allah Ta'ala says, it's not only for him. كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ. In a similar manner, we will reward all those people who do actions with sincerity, who do it for Allah's pleasure. Allah Ta'ala rewards them in a similar manner. Allah gives them izzat in this world. Allah protects them in all different ways. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions about Musa alayhi salam, Harun alayhi salam, Ilyas alayhi salam, Lut alayhi salatu wa salam. Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, all of them Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them successful. And in the end of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions certain of his the proofs of his tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the next surah Sad, near Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the great harm of takabbur and pride, and the quality of humility which Allah ta'ala loves in a person. Some disbelievers were not prepared to accept, they had pride within themselves, and they turned away from the Quran Sharif. They were in complete loss. They, no matter what great big armies they had also, Nuh alayhi salam's people, Qawm Aad, Fir'aun, Thamud, people of Lut alayhi salam, all of them big armies they had, but they were not prepared to accept the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They had pride within themselves, they were completely destroyed. On the other hand, look at Dawud alayhi salatu wa salam. Allah ta'ala had given him a big kingdom, and the humility which he had within himself. One day, Dawud alayhi salatu wa salam made a slight error. Dawud alayhi salam used to have always ibadat taking place in his house. 24 hours somebody was engaged in the ibadat of Allah ta'ala. So one day he felt happy, he said, there is ibadat taking place 24 hours in my house. Allah ta'ala sent wahi and revelation to Dawud alayhi salam. They don't say it's happening, it's attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Normally we just speak like that also. And this is not a major sin. For the Anbiya alayhi salam, even small words, he never attributed it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah said, we will test you regarding this. While Dawud alayhi salam was busy in ibadat, two people jumped over the wall, despite all the security he had, and they come before him, and they say, we've got a case to decide. Dawud alayhi salam decides the case, and then he realizes, I made a big mistake. Allah ta'ala tested me. This was my time of ibadat, and I left my time of ibadat, and now nobody was making ibadat in my house. He realized then that if the tawfiq of Allah is not there, then a person cannot do anything at all. Certain narrations have mentioned, it's not a hadith, but some pious people have mentioned, that when a banda and servant says, that I have fasted, I have kept roza, I have performed salat, I have given charity, then Allah Ta'ala said, but you never do it yourself. It was with my help, it was with my assistance. And when a person says, Allah Ta'ala gave me tawfiq, Allah gave me the ability to perform salah, Allah gave me tawfiq to come for i'tikaf, then Allah Ta'ala says, my banda, but you did it. Or my banda and servant, you did it. So Allah Ta'ala attributes it towards us. So immediately Dawud alayhi salam, he realized he made an error, he made istighfar. It wasn't a guna, a major sin or anything. It was a slight slip of the tongue. But the Anbiya alayhi salam, as soon as they make slight errors also, they turn their attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They make istighfar, they humble themselves. Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah ta'ala says, in place of the day, inna ja'alnaka khalifatan fil ard, we will grant you khilafat in the earth. When a person humbles himself for Allah, Allah raises that person. So Allah ta'ala gave Dawud alayhi salam a very, very huge kingdom also. And Allah ta'ala said, the object of it is to rule amongst people with justice. After the incident of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam is mentioned also. One day he was taking the horses of jihad, and they were brought before him. And he was so engaged, it was a very, very great ibadat also. But while he was engaged, the time of Asr went out. Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam, it was a mistake. There is no sin also if a person missed his salat. He overslept mistakenly. He wakes up, he makes his qaza namaz because he didn't purposely do it. But Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam, Sulaiman alayhi salam felt so bad about it. All those horses which he had seen, he sacrificed them. He made qurbani of them. In his shariat, it was permissible. Allah loved the action so much of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in place of the day, Allah ta'ala granted him the wind. The wind would take him wherever he wanted to. Whoever would sacrifice anything for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will give that person far, far better in this world. Another incident of Sulaiman alayhi salam is mentioned. One day Sulaiman alayhi salam didn't say inshaAllah. He said, I've got 100 wives, I will go and spend one night with every one of them. The Anbiya alayhi salam were given the strength of 100 men, and I will get a child, and every one of them will make jihad. Very, very good intention. But because he forgot to say inshaAllah, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested him. All from the 100 wives, no one gave birth except one, and that child also was deformed. When the Sulaiman alayhi salam saw this thing, immediately he made tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah, I've made a big mistake, I did not say the word inshaAllah. How often Allah give myself and all of us tawfiq, we don't say the word inshaAllah, we don't attribute it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For us, the consequences are not so severe, but Allah ta'ala is teaching us a lesson here. Attribute everything to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because Dawud alayhi, Sulaiman alayhi salam made tawbah, Allah ta'ala granted him a bigger army, the army of jinnat. They were all placed under the command of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam is mentioned about him, that he also, sickness overcame him. His attention went to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah, the sickness has come to me. He did not go through any haram means, but he turned his attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cured him from whatever sicknesses, and Allah granted him all his bounties. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the incident of shaitan. The shaitan was, Allah ta'ala, he had great abid and worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when Allah commanded him, make sajda before Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, he refused. This was a sajda of a greeting, not a sajda of honor. We cannot make sajda to somebody of ibadat, but to greet somebody and to show honor to that person is permissible, not as a form of ibadat. Shaitan had istakbara wa kana min al-kafirin, he had pride within himself. He was not prepared to accept the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, how come you are not Iblis? You are not making sajda. He said, oh Allah Ta'ala, I am better than this person here. So Allah dislikes this quality when a person feels I am better than somebody. And Allah Ta'ala said, فَخْرُجْ فَإِنَّكَ رَجِيمٌ. Go out from Jannat. You are accursed. And my lanat will remain upon you till the day of Qiyamah. He said, oh Allah, give me chance till the day of Qiyamah to live. Allah Ta'ala said, no, I'll give you a chance. He wants you to live forever and forever. This was his desire. Allah said, no, you will live in this world. I'll give you a chance. But till just before Qiyamah, when your life will be taken away. And then he took a qasam and an oath. I take a qasam, Allah will disguide all of human beings. Except those people who are mukhlas, who are chosen by you. We must make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Allah makes us amongst the chosen people. We are protected by Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Only if Allah Ta'ala helps and assists us, can we be saved from the evils of shaitan. May Allah Ta'ala protect and save every one of us. In the last Surah Zumar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions here especially about ikhlas and sincerity, that when we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, surah before, we must not have pride, have humility within ourselves. In this surah, when we're worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincerity and ikhlas, a person must do every action of his only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, he is the one who created the heavens and the earth. Allah is the one who has created you in different ways. Allah has created the rosy and sustenance for you. فَذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمْ. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُ. Is none worthy of worship besides him. فَأَنَّا تُسْرَفُونَ. How can you turn to anybody else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What and what bounties Allah has given you? Bounties Allah has given you. When you are in difficulties and problems, then you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then Allah grants you some bounty, you forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again. So what kind of sincerity is that? At all times, in times of difficulty, in times of goodness, our attention must be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that tell them also yourself, that you also have been commanded. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must say, إِنِّي أُمِرْتُ وَنَا عَبُدَ اللَّهِ. I have been commanded also to worship Allah Ta'ala with sincerity. I have been commanded that I must be the first person to be a Muslim, first person to humble myself before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the qualities a person must get. And Allah Ta'ala says, you worship anybody else, or you do any action for anybody else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are in a great loss on the day of Qiyamah. أَلَا ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْخُسْرَانُ الْمُبِينُ. You won't get any benefit in the year after for all that worship you had done. It was done for somebody else. May Allah give us sincerity. Abu Buzruk say, one great way of attaining sincerity is staying in the company of the pious people, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who have got the quality of sincerity. By staying in their company, inshallah, this quality will rub upon a person. In the last ruku, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions a person who Allah has opened up his heart for Islam, and he is on light from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can he ever be equal to that person whose heart is close to Islam? The Sahaba radiallahu anhum asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are there any signs to know when this light of Islam has entered the heart, and Islam has opened up to a person, and the nur of Islam has entered one's heart? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are three signs. Every one of us should judge ourselves. The first one, he says, that a person's heart is disinclined from this world of deception. And the second sign is, a person's heart is inclined towards the everlasting life of the year after. And number three, a person is always engaged in preparing for the life of the year after. This is a sign a person's heart is sound and the light of Islam has entered into a person's heart. How will a person get this year? One, Allah Ta'ala mentions the Quran Sharif, by reciting, making tilawat of Quran Sharif, and together with that, the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By doing this, inshallah, a person's heart will be inclined more towards akhirah, the life of the year after. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encourages us there. And on the day of Qiyamah, those people who are not prepared to accept, they will be actually with their faces trying to save themselves from the fire of Qiyamah. Normally a person tries to save himself with his hands. On the day of Qiyamah, a person's hand will be bolted and locked up together, closed up. So he'll actually be looking with his face, trying to protect himself. What a severe punishment. Allah Ta'ala says, a person whose heart is open towards Islam, who has got Jannat, can he ever be equal to this person here? So rather be like of the first group of people, those who have prepared for the life of the year after. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those people.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inshallah, we will read a hadith regarding the virtues of dhikr. An Jabirin radiyallahu anhu, أن رجلا كان يرفع صوته فقال رجل لو أن هذا خفض من صوته فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فإنه أواه رواه البيهقي. حضرت جابر رضي الله عنه فرماتے ہیں کہ ایک صحابی بلند آواز سے ذکر کر رہے تھے تو کسی نے کہا کیا اچھا ہوتا اگر یہ اپنی آواز کو ذرا پس کر لیتے تو رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا اس کو اپنی حالت پر رہنے دو اس کا دل اللہ کی محبت میں ابل رہا ہے. تواز صحابی رضی اللہ عنہ who raised his voice in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whilst making dhikr and reciting the Quran. When seeing him, a sahabi said, if only he would lower his voice. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, let him be, for verily he is Allah that is filled with the love of Allah. There was a sahabi in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who would raise his voice while making dhikr and reciting the Quran. On seeing him, a Sahabi radiallahu anhu said, if only he would lower his voice. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, let him be, for verily he is Allah that is filled with the love of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. The name of the Sahabi was Hazrat Abdullah Dhul Bijadain radiallahu anhu. He became an orphan in his childhood and thus loved was his uncle. On hearing of his accepting Islam, his uncle expelled him from the house stark naked. He migrated to Medina Munawwara, where he would be found in front of the house of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He used to practice dhikr very loudly. Hazrat Ibrahim Taymi rahmatullah alayhi narrates that he would raise his voice with tasbih, takbir, and the recital of the noble Quran. On seeing him, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu once remarked, is this man a hypocrite that he does dhikr so loudly? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, rather he is among the awabeen, those who always turn towards Almighty Allah. After he passed away, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the following dua for him. Oh Allah, I am pleased with him. You also be pleased with him. Upon seeing this, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu desired that if only it could have been his corpse in that place. Inshallah, keeping this hadith in mind, let us make out. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني تلمراه جايك ميدانه توهتو وارمري تنمي بجاي أبغل تلتدل هو غير سبيل كل اتجاه نظر تهتو عين ذل ديكو جدر لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إلهي دل میں میرے غیر کا اثر نہ رہے سوائے تیرے کسی پر میری نظر نہ رہے تو کر بے خبر ساری خبروں سے مجھ کو الہی رہوں ایک خبردار تیرا الہی عطا ذرہ درد دل کے مرتا ہے بے درد بیمار تیرا کوئی کچھ چاہتا ہے میں تجھ سے ہوں یا رب طلبگار تیرا نہیں دونوں عالم سے کچھ مجھ کو مطلب تو ہی مطلوب میں ہوں طالب تیرا اتاہم رکم مید امداد حق سے تجھے غم ہے کیا کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں
اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں، وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا، یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں، عطا کر دے وہ مجھ کو اپنی محبت، میں اس کے سوا اور کچھ نہیں مانگتا ہوں، اصل مجھ کو دنیا کی خواہش نہیں، میں بخشش بروز جزا مانگتا ہوں، ہے ناراضگی جس کی دوزخ سے بر کر، اسی ذات کی بس رضا مانگتا ہوں. تیرے سوا معبود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے، کوئی نہیں، تیرے سوا موجود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے، کوئی نہیں، تیرے سوا مقصود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے، کوئی نہیں، تیرے سوا مشہود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے، کوئی نہیں، اب تو رہے بس چاند میں آخر ورد صبح اے میرے الہ. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے، اللہ جل جلالہ، اللہ 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 اللہ، ایچے شیرین است نام، شیر و شکر می شود جانم تمام، اللہ اللہ وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب، الله الله الله، ونحن أقرب إليه من حبل الوريد، كل من عليها فاد ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام،
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله. اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك واتمم علينا نعمتك وأسبغ علينا من فضلك واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة جنة الخلد. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم. جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.